and the light still breaks through each morning. That's the driving sentiment of You Are the Morning, the debut album from trans woman and singer-songwriter Jasmine Forte. It's a collection of songs about the tangled joy, heartache, camaraderie and isolation of trans feminine life. Jasmine Forte is in town playing some shows at South by Southwest Sydney and joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey Jasmine, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us today. You're one of the rare artists who's played both South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, the OG version, earlier this year, and now you're at the Sydney version.
Yeah, love it here.
Yeah, oh, that's very kind of you to say so. When did you only recently landed, haven't you?
Yeah, we flew in from LA. We've been touring the US just now, and we arrived at 8 a.m. Yesterday in Sydney.
And so you're originally from the UK, but you would have spent a lot of time in the US in the last little while because you're one of the signees to a very, very special record label overseen by the fine folks at Boy Genius. How did that whole connection happen?
Yeah, well, I opened for Lucy Dacus, who was a member of Boy Genius, in 2016 originally, just as a local opener in Bristol in the UK. And she invited me on tour on the Historian album tour, her second record. So we went around Europe together. We stayed in touch. We were very close all the way through COVID when I transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just was a big support of mine. We sort of sent demos back and forth. And one day she was like, oh, I'd love to produce your record. I kind of was like, haha, we'll see that when it happens. She showed my demos to Phoebe Bridges, her bandmate, and Phoebe liked them so much that she got on the phone straight away to her manager and was like, hey, let's sign her.
And the other third of Boy Genius beyond Phoebe Bridges and Lucy Dacus, Julian Baker, all three of them are playing on the album as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Julian's doing solos on a lot of the tracks and singing. They're all singing. It's a dream come true for me. We all work together on it at Sound City Studios in LA,
Saddest Factory Records, the label there for that one. That's just so exciting to be able to be mixing it up with those people. And obviously it'd be one of those things where it would you've been there plugging away writing songs for so long, and to have made this connection, it must really have been like, oh yes, finally, it's sort of this is what I was meant to do.
Yeah, it was such a dream. I've been making music since I was a teenager, you know. And I actually tried to come out once as a teenager, but it went so badly that I went back in the closet for 13 years.
Really?
And then, yeah, finally transitioned when I was 29 years old.
Yeah.
It didn't go so well with, like, my nearest and dearest. I ended up, you know, my marriage ended. I was homeless for a bit. I moved up to Manchester and sort of really found community with the queer community there.
Yeah.
It kind of all started taking off from that point, because I was sort of writing these songs about all of those experiences, but also all of the joy that I was finding falling in love with trans people for the first time, like being seen for myself for the first time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they really resonated with a lot of people around the world, and it's really beautiful to see.
And I guess as a result of that sort of love and activism just intertwined in all of your art.
Yeah, absolutely. I think trans people are so politicized that any kind of art we make is inherently political. But it's wonderful to have a platform to kind of raise awareness of that. And yeah, we were just saying here in Australia, there's recently been puberty blocker bans. Which is really heartbreaking for me, because if I'd had access to those early in my life, then I would have had such an easier life. And it just breaks my heart to see children having to go through that. And yeah, we've seen horrible consequences that I'm sure you can imagine as a result of that. And it's just such a shame that so much of this kind of these news stories that you see scapegoating and fear-mongering trans people, people aren't really focusing on the effect that this is having on trans children, which is really devastating.
Indeed, and it is not fair to politicise people for just being who they are. But with that in mind, even though that is kind of a scary and intimidating thing, I must fill you with hope and joy to know that seeing as you've been able to achieve this platform, you in turn might be an inspiration for people who are going through what you went through.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I've had that a lot in my kind of DMs, people saying, wow, it's amazing to have a role model like you. I wish, or like older trans women being like, I wish I'd had someone like you when I was transitioning to look up to, which, I mean, yeah, really means the world to me. And to have that all around the world feels really magical.
Not only is that beautiful and compassionate, it's also nice to know you're actually reading all your DMs. You'd be
I try and keep up.
Because I imagine you'd be getting quite a few. And it's great that you'll be able to spread that word here while you're in Australia. You're going to have a very busy time while you're here. You've got two shows on Friday night there at the Underground in Sydney and the Lansdowne Hotel. That's a very rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, no, I love South by Southwest because it's always a bit sort of off the wall. Everyone's running back and forth between various venues trying to get to their favourite showcases. It's such a good vibe.
Yes, and also another big show for you on the Saturday, day after, Fest by Inner West at the Factory Theatre, which is an absolutely stacked lineup. I imagine another one of the good aspects of being involved in something like South by Southwest Sydney is the opportunity to check out all these awesome bands that you might not have heard otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Like last time when we played South by Southwest in Austin, I actually met a lot of local Manchester bands that I'd never met before.
Really?
In Manchester. But we were all meeting for the first time in Austin. So it's really cool just to get the opportunity to see everyone in one place.
Well, that's awesome. The Manchester scene, the Austin, Texas scene, and now the Sydney scene. We were loving the album You Are The Morning when it dropped here at 2SER. Such
a
beautiful, beautiful record. What's next for you? Are you at liberty to say what's happening in the
foreseeable
future? I
mean, I've been touring
future?
This entire year. I'm going home for a nap.
That's a bit unfair for me to ask that, isn't it? We've already established you're doing two shows on Friday. You got another one on Saturday. Why don't you make another record?
We just put out the extended edition of the album, which is dedicated to my best friend Yulia Trott, aka YBT. She's being held in prison, sadly, in the UK. She's alleged to be associated with a bunch of people entering an Israeli weapons factory and smashing up weapons with sledgehammers. And yeah, so we have a fundraiser for her, Solidarity Fund, to try and organize visits for her. That's freeyulia.com. It's been quite heartbreaking having to tour without her. Looking forward to getting home and paying her some visits in prison. And seeing my friends. But yeah, before that, we're touring Europe, the UK and Ireland. And yeah, it's gonna be a big year still. I've been writing this whole time. A lot of the stuff on the extended was written sort of while I was recording the album. In the studio. I've just been writing constantly while I've been on tour as well. So I have a lot under my belt that I'm very excited to show the world.
Indeed. Go and check out the album You Are The Morning. Go and check out the shows for Jasmine Forte. I'll put all the dates for that up on the 2SER website. And obviously, as you're saying, all the activism and all the great work that you're doing there in that space, if people want to support your pursuits there, what's the best way for them to do so?
Jasmine40.com and freeyulia.com is the specific website for my friend Yulia. All of the links are in my Instagram bio at jasmine.4.t.
Jasmine Forte, you are an absolute inspiration. I could talk to you for ages, but I know you've probably got to get to bed at some stage. thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Here's the title track from the album, You Are The Morning. 2SER Breakfast.